Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday for last 7 years. I'm here in our wonderful, beautiful studio, LA Talk Radio Studios. And yes, I'm trying to talk about people who have good life in America and are coming from all around the world and have mostly accent. I am the one who have one, and today I will be having very, very appropriate guests in our studio. One guest I'm so excited to meet via phone. I will be talking to Buffalo, to New York right now, and on the phone we have with us Joseph Mikołaj Ray, who is a president of One Polonia Inc. Hello.
Hello, Iona. How are you?
Okay, I am doing really, really well, and I'm very, like I said, very excited to talk to you. And I cannot believe that I waited for, I think, a year and a half, because first time when I start reading about amazing events that we are putting together and, you know, for really spreading the word about culture, about business between Poland and America, and just uniting Polish people in America. So I was like, who is this gentleman? And obvious, first and foremost, your name was really hitting deeply my heart, because I'm calling myself well-educated Polish person. So name Mikołaj Ray is a name that every Pole knows and respects. So first and foremost, I would like to ask you, are you really, really grandchild of our father of Polish literature?
I believe it's 13 generations, but I actually have a picture of a portrait of Mikołaj Ray and a picture of my father, and then a picture of me. And, you know, people all of a sudden say, they see the picture together and they say, no DNA test needed.
No.
You can see.
Yes, I saw you.
500 years and you can see the resemblance.
Yeah, 500 years, but really you need a little beard or something, you know, but your face and
yes,
the structure of your face is identical. So obviously, Mikołaj Ray, for everybody who listens to our show, and we know that Accent On and LA Talk Radio reaches out all around the world. So little literature lessons. Mikołaj Ray, 500 something years ago, he was writing and teaching people all around our globe that Polish people have their own language and they can use freely, writing poems or anything that they want. And we are very proud to really know you. I cannot believe it. 500 years later, I'm talking to Mikołaj Ray. I know you have your name, Joseph, but really Polish people want to call you Mikołaj Ray. So I will call you this way too. Is this okay?
Yeah, sure.
Wonderful. I would love to also introduce our guest in the studio. And I think Mr. Joseph Mikołaj Ray, you will love to meet him and know more about him, because we have in studio Mateusz Szymanowski, who also his parents are originally from Poland. And he is really, really good filmmaker, producer, writer, and is somebody that I think not only Polonia, whole world will, if not already knows, will know very, very, very soon. So hi, Mateusz. How Matt Szymanowski?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So Now we have Mateusz Szymanowski and we have Joseph Mikołaj Ray, who is calling from
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Why Buffalo? Why Buffalo? What's going on? You are putting together an organizing event that is bigger than life. Few days. Well, so many things happen in Buffalo. So please, please, I do not want to put my words into your mouth because I know you know the most what we're supposed to know about these events and about who you are, what are you doing, and yeah, what will be happening from 18th to 21st of June?
Well,
of July.
First of all, First of all, let me say, why Buffalo? I grew up in the suburbs of Buffalo. And my grandfather was also Mikołaj Ray, and the first one that came to the United States. And he settled in a suburb of Buffalo, and I still own that property. And you know what? It's my mother was born in Poland, and my mother and father were 17 years apart in age, and dying months apart. And my mother actually never wanted me to be involved in Polonia. And I've been to Poland many times, and I knew that there was some famous history with my family, but I was an American, and my father wanted me to be an American. And then after my parents passed away, I had no family left in the United States, and my heritage became my family, and became very passionate about Polonia and doing a lot of different events. My claim to fame is the Polish Happy Hour Buffalo event, which we get crowds as big as 1,500 people, and we raised about $150,000 for Polish churches and Polish not-for-profits in the last 6 years. And, you know, as I traveled through Polonia, not just the United States, but throughout the world, I started meeting other people and like-minded people. And I met these guys that founded a cause, a series of events that it turned into a series of events called the 60 Million Congress, a Global Polonia Summit. And the first one was in Miami Beach. The second one was in Buffalo last year. The third one was in Rzeszów, the sister city of Buffalo. And this year there was one in Miami Beach, London, Berlin, and now Buffalo again, then Rzeszów, and then New York City.
Oh my
gosh.
So
coming up, starting on Thursday, on the 18th, there's going to be a VIP welcome party. Approximately 50 people from Poland are coming to Buffalo, about 12 people from the Rzeszów and Podkarpacki region, Minister of Investment and Economic Development, two members of Polish Parliament, Deputy Minister of Health, you know, and there's about approximately 350,000 people in the Buffalo, Western New York area. Per capita, there are more people of Polish heritage in the Buffalo, Western New York area than anywhere outside of Poland, per capita, percentage-wise, where other cities might have more Polish people or areas that have more Polish people, but percentage-wise, there's just heavily a lot of large concentration of Polish people and not much of other heritages. So there's a VIP party on the USS Little Rock, a retired cruise missile ship. And then Friday at Roswell Park, at the world-renowned cancer institution that Marie Skłodowska-Curie visited in, I believe, 1919 or 1921. There's going to be a big conference that involves Polonia and business and economics, medical sciences. And last year I had Anna Maria Anders in Buffalo, and after the General Pulaski Parade, 80th in Buffalo, I scheduled a meeting at Roswell Park, and it turned into officials from Roswell Park went to Poland, and they signed a deal, a memorandum of understanding with the Jagiellonian University, and now they've become a partner in the 60 million cause. And you know, we're expecting hundreds of people to come to this event on Friday. And then Friday evening, the Minister of Investment and Economic Development is going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Buffalo's baseball team, the minor league baseball team. And then Niagara Falls, which is about 30 minutes away from Buffalo, is going to be lit white and red, white, and blue in honor of the 100th anniversary of Poland and the United States diplomatic relations. And then there's going to be a gala on Saturday, and then a mass at the Mother Church of Polonia, one of the old Polish churches in the United States, on Sunday. And then I'm actually the president of the General Pulaski Association and the parade chair. It will be the 81st annual General Pulaski Parade. And all these big officials will be honorary grand marshals in the parade and following in the footsteps of very famous people like President John F. Kennedy has been an honorary grand marshal. General Vladislav Anders, Secretary of State Anna Maria Anders, governors, vice presidents of the United States, celebrities, Loretta Switt from MASH. It's a big weekend that, Buffalo's in old Polonia, but it's a big weekend where now people are starting to realize, like, you know, this is a Polonia we can't ignore. And I tell people all the time, you know, we can't just focus on the people that speak Polish. We have to be inviting and inclusive to the people that are proud of their heritage. They might be only 25% Polish, but they might be more passionate about that 25% than the other 75% of their other heritage.
You are so right. You know, my own daughter, who was born in America, she didn't speak Polish because my ex-husband was an American, so nobody wanted to speak Polish to me. So I I needed somebody to teach me English. So my daughter was teaching me English and my ex-husband was talking English to me. So now when she was 18 years old, I took her first time to Poland. And you know what? I cannot believe this girl fell in love in Poland so much. She was so angry at me, "Mama, why you didn't teach me Polish?" So she started to learn by herself, and I'm so proud to say she can order food. She can really carry conversation right now, simple conversation with beautiful, almost Polish accent. And she is so in love with this country and, of course, Europe. So she said, "Mama, I really feel like I am a Polish person." And I felt badly that maybe like your parents, that in a way I wasn't pushing Poland on my child, but she pushed Poland on herself. So I'm like the most proud mother right now. And, you know, when you will be listening and talking to Mateusz, Matt also was studying in Poland and he is full American. And but really you have strong connection with Poland too. So what do you think, Mateusz? Next year we will be in New York and celebrating with, Mikołaj, and maybe talk film and having.
It sounds like a big party, and I think we should go.
I know.
How do we get tickets?
Yes. How do we get the tickets? It's too late for the tickets.
Well, if you guys come to Buffalo, you guys know somebody. So
okay. We just say your name everywhere we go, and people will let us in.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait because I really, really am hoping from this moment on that Accent On and LA Talk Radio, in a sweet way, will be sponsoring every event that Mr. Joseph Mikołaj Ray will organize, because 90 or 70% of my guests have a Polish roots, or they are coming from Poland, or they're here and doing their beautiful, beautiful careers. So I'm just the most proud of Polish person in Los Angeles, inviting them here to my studio and talking about their success and journey. So you are the one who said also that even when Polish, your parents were Polish, they really wanted to integrate you and themselves as an American mostly. But you are right. People, even in Polish Film Festival LA, when we see is so many English-speaking people who have very small contact with Poland, but deeply inside, first they love Polish food, Polish vodka, then they love Polish girls, then they love Polish culture. They just start loving more and more, and then every year they are coming for the Polish Film Festival and they are becoming Polish people.
What is it about Poland?
What is about
what
Poland?
Is it?
Yes, Mikołaj, what is about Poland?
Joseph, go ahead.
Yes.
Well, if you're a straight guy, and you're in Warsaw, Poland, or in Krakow, Poland, just sit outside and watch who walks by you. You'll fall in love with Poland very quickly. But if you just travel through the country of Poland, I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. It's just, you know, absolutely beautiful. But, you know, the thing about Poland in general, you know, I know Poland leaders, you know, they in a way don't really like the Polish festivals that we have. It's great that we have Polish culture and heritage and we keep that alive. But, you know, Poland right now is the fastest growing economy in Europe,
yes.
The fourth fastest growing economy in all of the world. And, you know, we are people that are not, you know, in London, I met a guy and the guy, he was asking someone else, "Oh, do you know any, staff for my nursing home, and you know, and I own hotels and I need staff for my hotels." like the stereotype that Polish people are, yeah, hardworking and they're good caretakers. But Polish people are leaders in so many industries.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a very important thing that, you know, again, people that are Polish, they need to be proud of it. And again, in the United States, you're talking the eighth largest heritage in the United States, approximately 10 to 12 million people that claim that they're a Polish heritage. And, you know, we need to energize these people. And it's sad when you look in our politics and we're not represented eighth most.
You are so right.
Mm-hmm.
So for, to me, when I was, I always try to find somebody on Facebook and connect with people who I think they are doing amazing job, you know. And it, through my almost 28 years in mostly Los Angeles, I also feel this even disconnect between Polonia in different towns. You know, it's like we have LA, we have maybe San Diego, we have New York, we have Miami. Things are happening, but we do not know about them. And we're supposed to be not, oh, New York is doing something amazing. We're supposed to say, New York is doing something amazing. Maybe we can plan the next year. We can just come and just represent even Los Angeles, Polonia. Or, you know, just instead of saying that that's happening there and not here, we need to just talk and explain how cool stuff is happening in these places, you know. And you are doing amazing job. I'm repeating. Yeah, I'm so happy that we have a chance today before, 2 days before, 3 days before, you have a time to talk to us about this big event. And this is not your first one. I know you are also traveling all around the world, you know, and recently you were in Russia. You were just everywhere. And London, I see all your great pictures on the Facebook. You know, you never know who is watching, but I do, you know, and I'm checking your
Elana's
great...
always watching.
I'm always watching. So, you know, I know how much you live and breathe this topic, and you really, with probably a lot of people who are helping you, you are really creating right now summit or and a gala that is just really, really big. And I know we'll be only expanding 50 people coming from Poland and from many different parts of businesses and education and you know, doctors. This is all what Poland is, you know. So how you can do that? How many people really helping you to put this event together?
Well, there's a staff of people in I'm 60 million. I'm not a founder of it, but I became a organizer of the ones in Buffalo.
They came to you. They asked you to organize, to help organize this event. I understand. Yes, they chose Buffalo, or you helped them to choose.
Yes. But you know, it with all of this stuff, you know, I mean, I'm a single guy right now, never been married, no kids. And, you know, I tell people, use me while you have me. So I'm very passionate about this. I have the time. I've done very well in life. So use me while you have me. But what I'm doing is planting seeds. Everywhere I go, I praise Buffalo. I push Buffalo. I push my Polish heritage. Mm-hmm. You know, I go to a bar. First thing I say, you have any Polish vodka? I get very upset when they say we have Smirnoff. But you know, it's something that just planting seeds everywhere I go. You don't know who you're gonna reach out to and touch that's gonna become passionate also about their heritage. And like, you know what, this guy's doing this, I could do this too, or I could, I could benefit from this in some way.
Yeah, next year, I really think, Mateusz, you're supposed to create like group of filmmakers, and you can direct and you go there and really do live, or just really put a film, maybe full length film about what's really going on and why Polonia, 60 million people, Polish people live abroad, and we call ourselves Polonia. 300 something thousand lives in Buffalo. This is like really, really a lot. So, and things are happening right now with what's going on in Poland, and then growth and economical growth, and really weird politics are going on in Poland. Something amazing is happening in New York that we have right now insider and the head of. So somebody needs to really put this on a tape and just start sending and maybe connecting people with, and even next year, I'm thinking always ahead.
We actually had a Polish event a couple of days ago, this weekend, Saturday. Probably nothing in comparison with what you're doing, Joseph, but it was a little a happy hour, maybe 50 to, I don't know, maybe 100 people at one point, or, you know, all together. And that was people coming from San Diego, people from, you know, from outside of Los Angeles were coming. So there was definitely that, you know, that
we
Polish drive to just to hang out and speak Polish. And so it's definitely here. You know?
So cool. So how many people do you think will come for the ball, for the gala, for the beautiful event?
The gala is sold out. It's actually at a place called The Mansion. It's a former mansion. It became a boutique hotel. So we sold out. It was less than 200 tickets. We sold out, and we could have sold easy 50 more. Hmm. Actually, over the weekend, I could have sold 50 more at a Harszczyzn, a Polish Scouts event. People just kept coming up to me, and I said, you know, there's unfortunately no more tickets available. But, you know, we wanted to make it affordable. It wasn't about, for me, I mean, these things aren't about making money, and this is a not-for-profit running it, but this is about just bringing the people together. And, you know, the Polish Happy Hour event, Polish Happy Hour Buffalo, mm-hmm. it basically offers free food, free admission, and free entertainment. I make the bars or restaurants give free Polish food, not necessarily pierogi or gołąbki, lazy pierogi, slice of kielbasa, and whatever else they want to give. And they pay for the entertainment, and then I bring the people. And the idea behind it was, this is an old Polonia, and the idea was to connect the people involved in Polonia with people who became disconnected with Polonia, with people who have never been connected with Polonia.
Beautiful.
And it works.
Beautiful.
So the idea, we have like 20 different organizations in the Buffalo area. So a lot of these people are older people, et cetera. They come with their flyers, and it's a crowded bar or crowded place. We did one. The last one we had was on a beach on Lake Erie. And, you know, we probably had, I don't know, 500 plus people there. And, you know, you start standing next to someone at the bar waiting for a drink, and you start talking, and, you know, oh, I'm a part of this organization, and we have an event coming up. And that's how it happens.
Wow.
I call it David Copperfield magic. When David Copperfield's performing magic, the illusion or the magic is not happening where you're looking at him. It's happening all around him.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is, people are coming for free food and free admission and free entertainment. But what they don't realize is everybody around them has almost got like paint on them or glue on them, and they're going to stick, or they're going to be marked by somebody, and they're going to like make friends.
Yes.
And then that's how you grow a community.
Yes.
And it's become hugely successful. Our Facebook, we've got, I think, close to 8,000 likes. And, it's just a dumb idea. Again, I lost my parents, and I had no family left. It became my heritage became my family. And now, I'm getting to meet, you know, President of Poland, Prime Minister of Poland. And
wow. You're doing something right. And mm-hmm. I know your parents will be very, very proud of you, because maybe before was invoked to really trying to integrate and being an American. But really, you are coming so deeply into what your family was even 500 years ago. And you are really, like I say, grandchild of father of Polish literature. You are having his name given to you, and you are doing so beautiful things, bringing Polish people together, because we need friends. You know, in America, it's very not easy to make friendships. I really, really think people spend a lot of time at work, and that, I don't call this friendships. You know, at work is a different style of friendships. Then you go home and you are so tired, so beat up, driving, especially in LA, driving in a car for so long that you practically don't want to do anything. So, you know, if you have this power to take people out of these homes and bring them to find a friend who happen to be maybe Polish person and eat great Polish food and just find out more about culture. So, you know what? You're doing something which America doesn't do even for own people too easily. It's very hard to gather, I think, in this beautiful like feelings of, oh, I'm looking for friends. Not I came before event and I'm going home. No, people really want friendships, and they will come back. It's like I say, everything was happening at Polish film festivals mm-hmm. here in LA. People are coming back, and 600 people, 700 people. And you will say, they're all older? No. Right now, I will say no. It's like 30% older people, and rest is very, very young, wonderful, smart, and creative, gorgeous, you know, Polonia mixture with half Polonia, third Polonia, or just Americans who just want to be part of this day or this few weeks that Władek Juszkiewicz is putting together for all of us. So, well, Joseph.
You know, I started my first business at 8 years old, and one of the things I learned at a young age.
What was the business? I'm just curious.
I was selling toys, video games, and trading cards.
Wow.
And it turned into, you know, I just learned a mindset. I mean, I never actually worked for anyone my entire life, and I just realized the pie is very big. So I've never been a selfish person. And, you know, it's funny. I meet people all the time. When I spoke at the Polish embassy in London, and people come up to me, and I mean, that night alone, I had over 70 business cards from other people in my pockets. And the first thing I said to people, I mean, they want to talk to me and introduce themselves, and I'm not being nasty in any way. I was very genuine in saying, how can I help you? Like, seriously, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me how I could use my connections and my you know, resources to help you. And that's how you build a community, because I've learned at a very young age that if you help enough people get what they want, so if I had a product and Iona has advertisers, and the advertisers are really getting good results by advertising on her radio show, then, you know, they're going to want to continue that relationship, and she'll be happy because she'll, you know, can charge maybe more money for her advertising, or, you know, have even, you know, more advertisers she knows what to deal with. So, you know, I kind of have that mentality, and, you know, I get nothing out of, I mean, I feel good, but I mean, there's a lot of abuse, you know, being involved in kind of a leadership role, which I never asked for. There's a lot of, you know, one of the words I remember as a young kid growing up was zazdrosh, you know, jealousy.
Zazdrosh, right? Jealousy.
I my mother never wanted me involved in Polonia because of my name. And I kind of always was like a leader mentality where I was just going to go do what I want to do, and you're not going to stop me. And if I know you want to stop me, I'm going to work harder to do it. So
we are so proud to know you right now. And I want whole world know your name, Joseph Mikołaj Ray. For Americans, it's Joseph Mikołaj Ray. For Polish people, we love to call you Mikołaj Ray Jr. So if we want to right now send people to your Facebook or website, what will be the best link, or where can we find you?
Yeah, they could find me on Facebook. It's Joseph, and then Mikołaj, Mikołaj Ray, Rej, and then Junior. You introduced me as president of One Polonia Inc. I own many companies, but my One Polonia Inc. Business, I'm actually making my own beer in Poland right now, which we could talk about another time. But it'll be sold in the United States, only in the United States, and it should be out by September. So,
what's it called?
That's that. So yeah. I own two trademarks, and this beer is going to be called Spoko. I own the trademark for Spoko.
Oh, wow.
Spoko. Oh, Spoko. I love it. That's Spoko so beer. Polish. Like, cool. That's a really, it's very hard to translate the Spoko word for America, but like very cool word. Easygoing or something. All will be okay and all is fine.
I got a little tingle in my spine when you said that. That's just such a nice name for a beer.
So our last question we need to say goodbye to you for today. Do you speak Polish?
Yep. I understand a lot, but I'm not fluent. I actually feel, the more I drink, it seems to, the language comes out.
Yeah, easily.
But,
and specifically if you drink Polish vodka.
I shouldn't maybe say this, but I have Żubrówka in my hand right now.
I love Żubrówka. That's my favorite alcohol too. So, Joseph, I know I cannot cut fast enough. You know, I'm so sorry. I need to do that.
Never enough
but,
time.
But not enough time. So I would love one more time, repeat name of the summit, the two big events that you are putting together. They are starting on 18th, and this is 60 million Congress Global Polonia Summit, and this in Buffalo, start from 18th to 21st July 2019. 19, of course, and you are the president of Polonia One Inc. Your name is Joseph Mikołaj Ray. Everybody who wants to get a link to the events or just to find out more about you and maybe connect with you, please go to Accent on the Facebook. I have all the information listed there. And I will say for today, happy vodka drinking, Żubrówka. And just before 18th, you need to really, really be peaceful, because I cannot imagine having so many people on your head and this big event back and forth every day.
Well, thank you for both of you for having me. And yeah, check out Ivona's website and 60 million at 60mln dot PL. And the website for the 60 million Congress. Join us at one of the events. This is not about any individual. It's about a movement of approximately 60 million people worldwide that are Polish heritage. 20 million outside of Poland, 40 million in Poland. So, wow. But thank you for having me, and I hope to come on your show another time.
Absolutely, thank you so much. I know that Mateusz will be in New York. He loves New York, so you both probably very fast.
And when you're in LA, stop by, say hi.
Yes, you will just.
I'll probably come out for Władysław's Polish Film Festival if I'm not in Poland.
Oh, so you for sure you will meet. I am not sure if I will be here in this time, but I will be keeping contact with you. As you know, I have some cool stuff going on in my life too. So you know what? Hey, more is merrier. Thank you so much for what you are doing, and good luck with both of your events and great gala, like I say, one of them. So again, talk to you soon, and we'll be talking about your Spoko beer soon, I promise. Thank you so much. Until next time.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Joseph.
Bye, Joseph.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
What a cool guy.
Amazing guy. Amazing gentleman. I am so proud to just know him right now. You know,
like, it's like the Polish blood just, it boils in you. Even if you didn't grow up with it necessarily.
You feel so proud.
Yeah,
and
so
feel like you need to do something right away.
He made his whole life this Polish kind of mission. So it's very noble.
Yeah. And like he said, he has no family. But really, mostly in life, we have family. But our family is everybody who we ever touched, ever talked, we ever spoke to, helped or asked for something. We could create a world that is so beautiful, you know, for us. And one phone call away, if we need something, people will respond. So I live similar lifestyle like Mikołaj Ray. I really am trying to connect people on my show the most for so many years, because I believe everybody needs to know everybody. If we have this chance, we need to meet more people than less, and not being hiding in home in front of TV with cell phones, because life is happening outside of our bedrooms or rooms or living rooms. You know, it's really out there, and not only in work. It's really, you need to get out and do something. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm having you here, because one of my previous guests also mentioned that
Monica,
that you'll be very, very good guest. And I saw your face on so many beautiful pictures with Polish community here in Los Angeles. So naturally, I knew of you, but with Monica saying how nice gentleman you are and talented, I start researching. And thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, Monica, if you're listening.
Matt, tell me, your parents are Polish also.
Yes, both my mother and father are Polish.
And they're living here in LA?
My mother lives in Cupertino, and my father lives in China, Guangzhou, China.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they're not together. They haven't been together since I was two. Oh,
okay.
But they came from Poland in 1981, right before Solidarity.
Yes.
So that was December. They came in November. And a year later, I was born. And my brother, he was seven when they came.
And you are here in LA for how long?
So now I'm here for three years.
That's a very, very short time when it comes to LA. But your career is really skyrocketing. I think you are working and creating. So your job is right now to just take us from maybe young Matt and student because you were going and studying.
I studied in Poland.
Poland. But I want people to know your journey to LA. So let's start that from there.
Okay. So this is the second time I'm living in LA. First time I was 21 and I came for college at LMU. I was here for 2 years and I was starting to study film, but kind of peripherally. I got a degree in humanities, but I was working in a TV company at David E. Kelley. I was working on film sets, and I really wanted to work in film and make films, make movies. Since I was a little kid, really, I was just watching movies and being very creative and making little movies. But strangely, I didn't study film directly. It was always like a peripheral pursuit. So then after I graduated, I moved to China because my father, he said, you know what, why don't you take this opportunity, you'll learn about business, you'll travel the world, I'll show you what it means to be a businessman, an entrepreneur, and to, you know, make something big and epic. And I thought, well, it's not film, but I'm 23, I'm trying to figure out what's next, why not? So I went for 6 months to China, and that was an incredible experience because it's not, I mean, China now is kind of, everybody knows what's going on in China and what's China like, and but that was 2003, and it was very, like, no, not everybody was not, yeah, it wasn't yet totally clear that China is going to be the next power, and they're right on, you know, the heels of the United States. So I worked in a furniture factory as an operations manager, kind of a quality control guy, and I can really talk for probably 2 hours about China, so I'll try to just keep it really short, but 6 months. I then came to Ontario here in Southern California, and I worked another 6 months in the distribution center of the furniture factory. So we would manufacture furniture, send it to Long Beach, you know, then it would come to the warehouse and we'd ship it around the US. So I was kind of helping to organize this whole thing. But at night, watching movies, I was writing all the time. I kept dreaming about film. And after about a year, I knew I needed to do something else. I needed to get back to film. So I secretly applied to the Polish Film School. And the thing is, my father, after 1 year, he says, now that you've been here for a year, you know how to run this business. You know what it means to be an entrepreneur, to create something. Do you, or here are the keys to the castle. You will be my partner. You will.
Oh, Daddy, bye. I want to go Poland. I want to be a filmmaker.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Dad, I got into the Polish film school. Sorry, I'm moving in 3 months. And that was the last time I sold furniture.
But Daddy, how Daddy reacted to your dream? Because it's your dream.
Yeah, well, I think it was a
little disappointment.
It was a little bittersweet because on one hand, it's like, oh, wow, you have a dream too. You want to do something? Okay. But there was
you can
also,
always come back when you really, really.
He said, "You know what?
I'm tired of filmmaking.
Let's see how long it'll take you. Let's see. Why don't you go ahead? But you know what? Let me know. Yeah. Like, I'm here for you.
So sweet.
Door's not gonna close. But that made me even more hungry for film, and that made me think, no,
I need to prove that I can do it on my own. You really are proving yourself so well. So yeah. So after how long did you study in Polish in Poland?
So I was in Poland for 4 years.
So it was Łódź, which Krakow, which
yeah, I studied at the Polish film school.
One
Łódź,
of the best,
the original film school.
Wow, mm-hmm. Wow. So then after, did you already produce movies in Poland?
So I was also working in Poland in the film industry, working on sets as a producer, making my own student films, and also making commercials for banks, and so I was starting my whole kind of video producing film career. And then after 4 years, I mean, it was an amazing time. It was 1 year in the EU. The doors were opening. Development was beginning. You know, Joseph mentioned this constant progress, development. Yes. And that was the very beginning of, you started to feel, it was, I mean, Łódź was a very nasty industrial city with a lot of charm and heart as well. But it was falling apart and it was nasty and kind of scary on some levels, like a few friends that I got beat up and jumped. And so it was a strange place for international people to come from all around the world to this one little city and study film. Yeah. So 4 years there, and I made some great lifelong connections and friends, and
so
I still go back.
So did you stay in Łódź, or you moved to Warsaw, or Krakow, or somewhere?
Four years I was in Łódź the whole time.
And after Łódź, you decided to go back to America?
Yeah, and then a lot of people I met there who were Scandinavians, even some Americans, they stayed. They're like, well, you know, this is now life. They got married, they had kids, and they have lives there. And these are folks from everywhere who have found a home in Poland, and which also speaks to that thing that's in Polish culture, which Joseph...
Don't make me cry, because it's true.
It's so true, but Joseph's whole mission is because of this thing.
Yes.
And there is, and here's the thing, I think as an American, if you are just an American, you will never really know what this is.
Yeah.
Granted, there are many, you know, foreigners and first generation European Americans, Asian Americans, so they have their own kind of version of this. But specifically, the Polish kind of the heart of Poland is so powerful, and so many people stayed. But for me, I felt like if I didn't leave at that point,
you will stay forever.
I would stay forever, and something in me kept saying like, this experience is amazing. My language in 4 years got so much better because I spoke it, you know, spoke Polish as a kid. My horizons have broadened. I traveled around. In those 4 years, I got to know a lot of Polish cities. I saw a lot of family that I had, which I haven't seen for a while. So I felt like I did a lot of things that I was meant to do in Poland. And since then, I go back every year. But I knew that I needed to come back here.
The big dream, LA.
And the weird thing is that I still feel like I'm missing something by not being in Poland, because there is just
creativity, different depth, different.
It's just this kind of point of view. It's more
things
of
things happen in front of your eyes.
The European feel of just, it's not about work, no. Hustle, money.
It's a lot of friendships, a lot of gatherings, a lot of just time that you cannot predict. You just live for today.
I miss that so much.
So that's what my daughter. You know, she fell in love with Europe this way because she said, Mother, I cannot believe that people can live life instead of day after day. You are trying to find where is the reason and what is the next day that will give me the reason to think like I'm living life instead of just working, loving what she's doing. Like everybody who works hard, we love what we do.
But it's not just about work.
It's not at all. The balance needs to be something. But we want to know about your achievements right now. So you moved to LA.
So, well, first I moved to San Francisco from Poland.
Yes.
And I was there for 6 years.
Oh.
And it was, you know, it was up and down. It was tough times. I was let me put it this way. It took me 6 years to get to a point where I was getting job offers in LA, and just my opportunities were suddenly kind of like the fruits of my labors were coming out. And the best thing, I mean, I started a business in San Francisco. I was working with commercials as a producer and a director. I worked at CBS. I got to know the very tight San Francisco film community. Because of that film community, I made a feature film with my friends from the Polish film school. So I brought my cinematographer, Bartosz Nalazek. He flew from Poland to shoot the film. Now he's also based in LA. And then I ended up going back to Poland to work with Fixa Film, with Wojtek Janio and Gosia Grzyb. And they helped me to finish my film. And I didn't really have any money. It's not a cheap thing to do to make a feature film. So it took 5 years to make this film.
Name?
It's called The Purple Onion.
That's a good one. I saw a trailer. Really cool.
It's so could you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something I love, this topic, because I see the multicultural, you know, outlook on the movie. And it's so lively. And it was just, I wish I can see whole movie. But tell us, why this movie? Why this topic?
Yeah, it's not about anything Polish. It's very kind of international.
Absolutely. Flavor.
So I met the comedian Edwin Lee. I was working, so one of the jobs I had when I first got to San Francisco was working at a couple comedy clubs, Cobbs and Punchline. Those are kind of the two big comedy clubs where, you know, the greatest comedians, they go through, but also they start from there. So I was working nights as a door guy, serving food as well, a cocktail server. And during the day, I was hustling and trying to make little commercials and music videos just to kind of get my, you know, understanding of the whole industry. And that's where I got this idea to make a film about a Chinese-American comedian who is, you know, he's struggling with life. It's tough. But at the same time, he meets all these colorful people and he gets inspiration from the city. He gets inspiration from his from the people he meets. And then specifically, there's an older woman who shows up who at first she is the thorn in his side and she is kind of drag. He thinks she's dragging him down, but then in fact, she is what opens him up to the world and he becomes a better comedian. And the thing is, she's also maybe a distant relative, like an aunt. So there's a little taboo kind of, you know, edgy thing to it.
And but this movie got a lot of awards and on the film festivals, yes?
So it didn't win Sundance. It didn't win Cannes. Those are the big festivals. Okay. You know, it didn't win Tribeca. But that's okay, though. So for a while, I was kind of, you know, it was, as a filmmaker, yeah, you want to get to the big festivals.
Award, yes.
However, that film still did something very important for me. So it was recognized by a producer in Hollywood, and he reached out to me with a simple email, distribution. And I thought, oh, okay, like, this is a joke, right? What's going on here? After doing all my own marketing, after doing all my own, same thing what Joseph was saying, it's like you kind of have to be an entrepreneur. You make things, you work with people. So I realized that I can't expect anyone to just show up and like, basically do things for me. I just have to do everything. So luckily, I have the network of people, and they helped me to make a movie. But I was the engine for 5 years.
By yourself.
Yeah, like writer, director, producer, editor, sound, you know, prep, mixer. And so, I mean, and marketer, advertiser. So I did all these things.
You learn in the process, too, to do all of that things.
Yeah, because then I know exactly what's needed. And somebody who knows it better than me, like, I have a grasp, you know?
Yeah.
But that film got noticed by Andre Gaines. He's a producer with, he's repped by ICM, which is one of the top four agencies. And he said, you can't make another film without doing it the big right way. So you're not just going to make a film with your friends, because that's good, but you know, you have to start there. But now I'm going to help you get actors. I'm going to help you get money, because that's how you make a career in, you know, feature filmmaking. And before that, it was just, you know,
day by day.
Oh, I know a guy with a camera. Oh, I know, you know, oh, this, my friend is an act. But it's like, that's how you start, but you have to kind of keep on going bigger and higher. And so that was about 3 years ago when Andre reached me. And then we would talk, I think we talked for like 6 months every weekend. He would call me, we'd talk for an hour, and he would just kind of tell me about what's the industry like in his perspective as a producer, you know, doing already big things. He worked on a Spike Lee film. He just produced and distributed a few films that premiered at Toronto, which is a big festival. But also we were kind of getting to know each other. Like, do we want to work together? And then finally he's like, well, what's the next project you have? So I thought it would take me 3 months to write my next film. I said, hold on, I'll be right back. I'll give you a script. That turned into 2 years, or about a year and a half, 2 years. Actually, after 1 year, I gave him a script, but the way I gave it to him was, hey, this is what I have so far. Let me know what you think. I'm still working on it, but, you know, I think it's getting there. He's like, well, why don't you give it to me when you know it's there, and then I'll review it. And it was a little,
yeah.
I mean, he was pushing me to make sure that I do
that's what you want, and that's good project, not on a way to be good. You needed to decide is it right.
I was concerned that he might disappear. Like, here's a guy who came out of nowhere. He distributed my first film. He's curious about my second film, but there's no handshake. There's no promise. There's no contract. There's no money down. So I'm thinking he could maybe just literally disappear. Like, this is just, you know, he's got so many other things going on. So part of it was, after a year, I'm like, okay, I just have to give him something. But fortunately, he stuck around, and another year passed, and I said, okay, this is it. And it took just a month. He said, okay, let me review this. I'll give it to my agents. We'll see what we can do. And then he says, this is great. The agency loves it. Here's a list of actors. Those actors were some pretty big, well-known names in there. And I was a little surprised. I'm like, what do you mean? I can get Orlando Bloom in my film, and Michael Cera. This is kind of ridiculous. And they're like, no, well, it's a process. But if you think you want those guys, then you should
figure out how to get them.
Yeah. So, but I thought, exciting, but I'm not going to go that route just because that's accessible. Like everything has to fit right. You know what I mean? It's not just like a big name here. It's like, it has to be a full synergistic. So I connected with my first actress, which was Nora Arnazetter. She's French. And she's actually just started shooting a film with Zack Snyder, who's like done 300 and I mean, superhero movies, and he's huge. So she's in an ensemble cast with him, with a big movie that they're shooting today, starting today. And her boyfriend, her real life boyfriend, Guy Burnett, he's a British actor, and same situation. These, you know, both of them have been working for 10 years and they've been in big shows. Like Nora's been in, Mozart in the Jungle. She was in a big film, Safe House, with Denzel Washington. And then Guy, he's been in Mordecai with Johnny Depp. And now he's going to be in his own show, or his own Amazon show called The Feed, which is starting, it's premiering on Thanksgiving. So their faces are going to be projected into the world, and they're starting to get more mainstream. And then they read my script. They saw my film. They said, as actors, we wait to meet people like you. And when I heard that, like, my heart broke, because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you guys are pros. This is, you know, I'm making films on the sides. I'm producing commercials. But they said, no, you have a vision. And I thought, wow, this is the sweetest.
So maybe, maybe this time really came right now to you, and things like everything
perfect.
Is coming. Do we have title? I'm looking at the clock.
So
do we have a title for this movie?
Yes, that film is called Glorious Empire, and we're supposed to shoot at the end of the year.
Oh my gosh,
We're not, the date's not set, but it's November or December.
So people, hope everybody remember that on Acts and on LA Talk Radio, we have here in the studio Matt Szymanowski. Mm-hmm. And we heard his life story, and we believe, and he believes, that his time is right now, and a big, big dream is happening for him. Because we don't know results,
surely.
We don't know
we'll
journey,
see.
Doesn't matter.
So let's
it's not
check
about
back
that.
In a year.
But let's check back, or maybe even earlier, and we will be so excited to find out what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. Like always, time is running out.
Are we done? Oh my gosh.
I know,
so
it's the 1 hour is going so fast.
Oh, wow.
But you can always come back, and you can always tell us what is more. If somebody wants to reach out to Matt, please go to Accent On or Ilona Europa. I'm having all his bio and pictures and listing and trailers. You can click and you can see everything and learn about him. And whoever has some big ins or outs in this great, great town and filmmaking business, please reach out to Matt. We all need each other.
Say hello.
So we say hello. So for right now, Accent On and Ilona Europa, I need to say goodbye. But next Monday, I will be here in this chair again. But before I will say goodbye, I will play maybe 1 minute of Natasha Mira song, Calling Out to Me. Everybody knows she's my daughter, but I just love this song.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what. Never thought I'd find my destiny.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.